There's always been a housing shortage, of course. One's been reading about it in the papers for years, and naturally one's been very sympathetic. But it isn't until you're short of a house yourself that you realise how serious it all is. I mean, when you're like we were when after we lost our flat. Me staying with my parents and Kate and the baby staying with their mother. Well, you feel like hiring a soapbox and dashing off to Hyde Park and asking a crowd of people to help you bring down the government. The alternative, of course, is to search for accommodation. And as luck would have it, Kate and I both found a place on the same day. I say as luck would have it because we each found a different place on the same day. It all began when Kate called on my mother one morning.
Kate, come in.
Hope you're not busy. Of
course I'm not. Ask my husband or yours. We wives have nothing to do all day but put our feet up.
Well, I've just been having a coffee with Maggie Wilson. I haven't seen her for ages because she moved out to Bromley. But I was telling her the trouble George and I were having finding a flat, and she said, why not a house?
Did she?
What?
Well, it was something to say, dear, wasn't it? I mean, she might just as well have said, why not live underground?
No, Mum, but it's all possible now. Maggie and Martin haven't any more money than us, but they've got a mortgage and borrowed a bit, and now they're happy householders.
And commuters.
What? Oh, yes, well, naturally Martin's got a bit further to go to work, but he doesn't mind.
No, but George isn't a dedicated traveller, is he, dear? Anywhere further than Holborn, and he practically takes iron rations.
Well, this isn't as far out as Bromley. It's in Norwood, and Maggie knows the people. Do you mind if I ring George and see what he thinks?
Well, yes, of course, dear. You know where the phone is.
It's in today's paper, Leslie. Look, two rooms, K&B, six guineas. It must be a snag, mustn't there?
Earl's Court? Yes, well, I'd have thought so, but... I should give them a ring.
Yeah, well, I want to ring Kate first and see what she thinks. I've tried her at her mother's. Perhaps it was mine. Two rooms, K and B. Probably K and B stands for kettle and breadbin. Anyway, Leslie, keep your fingers crossed, won't you? I've been buying the first edition of the evening paper for 3 weeks now. This is the first probable.
Racing edition?
Yeah, the newspaper man started giving me tips. Oh, blimey, still engaged. Well, I'll ring this Earl's Court number then and sound them out.
Number's engaged. You know, I think I'll ring these people and see if we can't fix up to view the place. Do you mind if I use the phone again?
No, dear. Just as long as you don't mind telling Dad that you made the call. He's had a lot of expenses lately and the phone bill's one of his little meannesses. I'm sure he thinks I spend all day making phone calls to old boyfriends or the bookie.
Oh, hello? A friend of mine, Mrs. Wilson, tells me that you have a house for sale. Would it be possible for my husband and me to see it? Today, yes. Yes, well, I'll have to get in touch with my husband, so let's say 3 o'clock this afternoon, and I'll ring you back to confirm it. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Let's try George again. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful, a house, rooms and cupboard space and a garden.
I think George's green fingers are worse than his travel bag.
Oh, good Lord, Mum, I'm not expecting him to go around in a green baize apron and a floppy hat. Extension 2903, please. But even George will be pleased to have somewhere to stretch his legs when the nearest we've ever had to a family estate is a bird tray. Still engaged. And then talk about us living on the phone. Look, I think what I'll do, I'll ring these people back again and see the house this afternoon, and if it's all right, I can ring George and he can come straight on from work.
Oh, dear.
What?
Nothing, dear.
Oh, the calls. Yes, you must let me pay.
Oh, no, don't be silly.
Yes, I don't want to get into Dad's
bad
books.
No, of course you won't.
Because, you know, if we managed to get a mortgage, we'd have to ask Dad to loan us most of the rest. Well, are you all right?
Yes, dear. I think I'll just sit down for a moment.
Lovely. Fine, yes. Right, well, I tell you, I'll ring my wife straight away and then come back to you. Oh, it is two rooms with kitchen and bath, isn't it? Oh, yes, I know it's usual. It's just that... Yes, it does say K and B in the advertisement. Yes. No. Silly of me. Thank you so much. Goodbye. She's probably saying to herself, well, I'm not letting the place for a raving nut.
Nonsense.
Well, I mean, someone who's used to flats without the usual offices must sound a bit peculiar. God, it's marvellous, though, Leslie. Earl's Court. Oh, marvellous. Means I can get through to Holborn direct, shan't have to change. Well, blimey, she's still engaged. They live on a phone, don't they? Well, I'm going to go there, even if I can't track down Kate. Most people go round in the early evening, don't they? So I'll be a bit earlier than them. Ah, good. If it's any good, I'll ask for first refusal.
Extension 2903.
May I speak to Mr. Starling, please?
I'm afraid he's not here at the moment.
Well, could you tell me where he is?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm in the next office, heard his phone ringing. I think he had rather a full morning. Business appointments, you know. Can I give him a message?
Well, this is his wife.
Okay, hello, it's Leslie.
Leslie?
Sorry, if I'd known it was you, I wouldn't have given you all that guff. He's been trying to ring you, actually. Have you been engaged or out of order?
What do you mean, he's been engaged or out of order? Well, look, how can I get hold of him, Leslie? I want him to come and look at a house.
Ah, yes. What?
What?
A house?
Why did everyone say it like that? Anyone would think the average person lived in a cave. Do you know where he is?
Yes, he's going to look at a cave. A flat.
Oh, dear.
Look, you might catch him if you give him a ring. The advert's in the evening paper. Earl's Court area, 2 rooms, K and B. It sounded jolly good.
Very spacious, yes. Can you give me the number?
Yes, Frobisher 8692.
Thanks, Lizzie. It's a tiny bathroom, Annie.
No, I think it's a jolly splendid size.
Oh, do really?
Not half. But I mean, our last one, there was hardly room to swing the baby.
Oh. Oh, well, you're probably used to stubbing your toe on the wopsit when you get out of the bath.
Well, I didn't get out of it that often. I must say, I can't wait for my wife to see it.
Oh, I am glad, because it may sound silly, but I've been so happy here. I'd like to think of the dear old place passing into friendly hands.
Oh, our hands are friendly, all right. I wonder if I might ring my wife.
Oh, yes, of course.
I've been trying all day, but it's been engaged. Well, you know what women are... Oh, excuse me.
I do hope you can reach her, because, of course, I have had a number of other calls.
Oh, I know she'll like it. It's just that, you know, what we've been looking for. It's only the formality, really. Well, you know how women like to be in the picture. Well, I told you, we've been living apart for a month. She'll go absolutely wild with joy when she sees this place.
Oh, really? Well, she's lovely.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mum. Is Kate with you?
Well, she was. She just left, dear.
Oh, yeah. I wondered how I was able to get through. Where's she going? Back to her mother's to have a couple of hours on her phone?
No, she was rushing off to have a look at a house.
Why, was it on fire or something?
No, for sale.
For
sale? Yes, I know, dear. It was a surprise to me, too. And I think it's going to be an even bigger surprise to your father.
But, Mum, I've just found a flat. I wanted to see it. Look, where is this, where's she gone?
To Norwood.
Well?
Norwood.
Blimey. Okay, thanks, Mum. She's looking at a building.
A building?
An old building.
Oh.
She loves ancient monuments. Well, I'll track her down.
Yes. Where are you going to start? Cleopatra's Needle? Well, as I said, I'd certainly like to think of the old home passing into friendly hands like yours.
Oh, we'll give it a good home, all right. I mean, I'll track her down and bring her straight back. But the point is, I know she'll love it. I mean, there's really no decision to take.
Excuse me. Hello? Who? Your name isn't Starling, is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's for you. See you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, of course, yes. I left my number at the office. I suppose there's some crisis. Hello?
George.
Kate.
I've been trying to ring you all morning.
And I've been trying to ring you. It's my wife. Darling, I want you to come round straight away and see this flat.
I can't. I'm just off to look at a house.
Look at a building.
What do you mean, building? It's a house. Now, listen, they're friends of Maggie Wilson's, and I'm on my way there now, so get your pen out, darling, and take down the address.
But we can't afford a building.
George, what is the matter with you? I'm not asking you to look round the Old Bailey. I'm talking about a house.
Yeah, well, I've just found this marvellous flat.
Well, never mind. Here comes my bus. Now, darling, will you please take the address and come out and at least look at it?
But Mum said it's in Norwood.
Well, don't worry, darling. The natives are quite friendly. It's Rose Dean Avenue. It hasn't got a number, but the name's on the front gate. Birchgrove.
Birchgrove?
Darling, I know it's a long shot, but at least let's see it. I'll meet you there.
Yes, but darling...
I must fly, darling, otherwise I'll have to take a taxi.
Goodbye.
I didn't know they had any ancient monuments in Norwood.
No, she does root them out, doesn't she?
Yes.
Look, I'll have to dash, but I'll bring my wife back just as soon as I can.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'll give you first refusal. How about that?
Thanks.
And as you arrive first, and you're so certain your wife will like it.
Like it? I promise you, it's just what we've been looking for.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's just what we've been looking for.
Is it really? Oh, I am glad.
Well, after a flat 7 floors up, you can imagine what that was like with a baby. And you've got a garden.
Well, I'm afraid it needs a little pruning here and there.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'll buy my husband a gardening book and a scythe. You'll have a marvellous time.
Oh, splendid. Well, after that trek around, would you care for a cup of tea?
Oh, I would, thank you.
Well, you sit down and I'll just...
Oh, that's probably George now.
Oh, good.
Oh, afternoon, Mrs. Birch Grove.
You must be Mr. Starling. Yes, do come in.
I went to Birch Wood.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
He went to Birch Wood. It is confusing, isn't it? Two houses in the same road with nearly the same name.
Well, there wasn't any reply, actually. I stood there for quite a time, and then I thought you might be around the back of the house, so I tried the sideway gate.
Was the dog in?
Yes.
Oh, dear, he is a funny little fellow. He doesn't make a sound till he sees the whites of your eyes. Yes, we were thinking of changing the name. We hadn't quite decided, but we were toying with beech trees.
Beech trees?
Yes. Oh, I was just going to make a cup of tea, Mr. Starling. Would you care for one?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, not at all. Do sit down and discuss things, you know.
Kate, what on earth are you...
What are you doing looking at houses?
I'm only looking at one.
Well, I've seen two and nearly been savaged by a dog into the bargain. Now, listen.
Now, you listen. Their mortgage people are quite willing to find us a mortgage.
I don't want a mortgage. I want to go on paying rent.
George.
And I also want to go on living in London.
Where do you think this is?
It's 2 changes on the tube, a train and a bus, and I'm absolutely dropping.
Nonsense. Her husband does it every day.
Well, he must be kinky for movement. I mean, Kate, you must be out of your...
China or Indian?
Oh, I don't mind. How about you, darling?
Indian, thank you.
Indian, right.
India's a bit nearer.
Don't be so ridiculous.
I found a flat.
A flat?
A marvellous flat. Nearly as good as our old one.
I don't care. I wouldn't even want our old one back now.
What?
With a growing child. Can you imagine?
And what difference is a house going to make, my house? They don't cry any less in a big place, you know. It just means you've got further to run.
George!
Milk or lemons?
Oh, milk for me, darling.
Milk, please. Right.
Milk.
In any
case, we simply now you're here. Now you're here. You might at least look around.
But the woman's waiting for you to look at the flat.
All right, all right. I'll look at the flat if that'll satisfy you, providing you look at the house.
Well, I don't like this room for a start.
Why not?
Well, look at it. Ridiculous. I hate the colour scheme. I mean, look at it. It's so ordinary. You have no character. When they interview retired people on television, they're all sitting in a room like this. And the poor husband's clapped out from all that travelling. Blimey. What's that jungle doing out there?
It's the garden.
It's a garden? Looks like a bit of Borneo. I wouldn't venture out there without an elephant gun.
You wouldn't have to do it. I'd do it. And I'd get someone like Maggie Wilson to help me. She's got a marvellous garden. And in the summer, Helen could play out there.
My Helen out there? It takes 6 weeks of safari to find her again.
And we can put her pram out there.
But who's guaranteeing all this fine weather? Are we nearer the equator here or something?
No, and I'm sure we're not near a pub either.
No, I watched on the bus. What do you mean? I mean? That's not important.
Oh, no, of course it isn't. Though, for your information, Mrs. Harris says there's a very nice one near the station.
Yeah, I tried it. Half a bitter, that's all. And that was flat. I was parched after all that travelling. I've never seen such a ruin. What a dump. Not a soul in the place. The only conversation came from a caged minor bird.
Here we are.
Well, now, how much has he seen?
Just this room.
Oh, and you like it?
Oh, yes, sir. Very nice. Very nice.
You've seen the guard?
Yes.
Well, of course, it's in a bit of a state.
Yes.
But when we go upstairs, you can see next doors. They've done a beautiful job on it, haven't they?
Beautiful.
Yes.
Good.
Well, we can tour with our cups if you like. I don't know whether you're in a hurry.
Yes, we are a bit.
Oh, well, let's go then. Shall we start with the kitchen?
Have you got central heating?
No, I'm afraid I have not.
Oh.
We didn't have central heating in our last place, darling.
No, darling, but it was never cold there, was it? Now, here we are, darling. Look, Miss Walters is the door at the end, there. Now, look, oh, look, darling, this is absolutely ridiculous. You've hardly said a word since Sydenham Hill. You can't blame me for being honest. I didn't like the house. Even if I had, we couldn't afford it. The fares alone would put us in the church mouse bracket. And as for that journey, oh, after 5 days of that every week, I'd have to spend the weekend flattening me back in a darkened room.
Ah, Mr. Starling, do come in.
Ah, hello. Well, here she is at last, darling. This is Miss Walters.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Starling.
Hello.
Oh, your husband managed to drag you away from the ancient monuments, then.
What?
Yes, I rounded her up and she's dying to see the place. I told her all about it and how kind you were giving us first refusal.
Yes, well, I was hoping you wouldn't be too much longer because I gave another couple second refusal and they're coming back to see what you decided.
Oh, well, just made it then, darling. It's a bit of luck, eh? Well, now, isn't this a lovely room, darling, eh? I knew she'd like it. And, oh, yeah, here's the bedroom. May we?
Certainly.
Thanks so much. Marvellous bedroom, darling. Masses of cupboard space. You know what a squat it was in our last flat. How about that, then, eh? I knew she'd like it. And, here's the kitchen, darling. Splendid size. Remember that little box we used to have to cook in? Well, you used to have to cook in. That's more like it, eh? What about that? You could bang about there, your heart's content, couldn't you? Toss omelettes and things. She's thrilled. even the usual offices are unusual. That's a pretty snazzy wallpaper, eh?
Miss Walters, is there central heating?
No.
Thank you.
Yes, but darling...
Oh, excuse me.
What do you think you're playing at?
You didn't imagine I was going to infuse, did you, after your display in front of Mrs. Harris?
Mrs. Harris wasn't a practical proposition. This is.
Yes, well, it's all right as a flat, I suppose.
You mean you like it?
Well, yes, as a flat.
And a flat's what we're looking for, darling. Do be sensible. In a year's time, well, 2 years, yes, we'll think about mortgages and things, and I'll work up the strength for the travelling bit. We're going to need all available cash for Helen. This is our last flat, I promise. House and garden, next on the list, and I'll give you a hand with the weeding, all right?
All right, darling.
Thank you, darling.
Mr. Starling.
Ah, Miss Walters.
Thank you so much for calling back, and I'm sorry that your wife didn't like my little abode as much as you did.
What? Oh, she did.
No, you see, that was Mr. and Mrs. Perkin, and I've just been telling them, and I don't think I've jumped the gun in this, or whatever the expression is, that the flat is theirs as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, no, no.
They both came round earlier, and it was obvious to me that they both fell in love with it, just as you did, Mr. Starling, and just as I did 12 or 13 years ago.
No, no, excuse me, I'm sorry, but my wife does like it, don't you, darling?
Yes, I like it.
She loves it, don't you, darling?
I love it.
Oh, no, no, Mrs. Starling.
I do, I really do. This is a lovely room.
But it took her breath away, didn't it, darling?
Yes, yes, I was breathless.
Breathless.
I love the bedroom, all that cupboard space. It was such a squash in our last flat. And the bathroom's marvellous.
That's the kitchen, darling.
What? Oh, yes. Well, the kitchen's marvellous, too. Lots of room to run about.
Bang about.
What?
Never mind, doesn't matter. That's the bathroom.
Yes, marvellous.
Yes, well, forgive me, but if I were to hazard a guess, I would think... that the reason for Mrs. Starling's change of mind was that you, Mr. Starling, have somehow talked her into it.
No, no.
No?
No.
Well, I've had 13 very, very happy years here without central heating, Mrs. Starling. And as I said to your husband, it may sound rather stupid and sentimental, but I would like to think that my old home was falling into appreciative hands. I don't honestly think you would be happy here.
I promise you, Miss Wilson.
No, well, that's my instinct, and I've always trusted it, and I'm afraid I'm going to go by it again.
Miss Walters.
Find a place that you both take to immediately. I assure you that's the best way.
I was just breathless.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Darling. I decided. I do hope you had good luck.
She was breathless.
I think, in any case, that you need a slightly larger place for a family, don't you think? Perhaps a small house. I understand mortgages are a little easier to obtain now. Anyway, thank you so much for coming, and I hope you understand how I feel. Goodbye.
George, I'm sorry.
Yes, well, I'm going back to the office. And if I don't look in on you tonight at your mother's, well, because I want a time to cool off. All right?
All right.
Right.
Blast! Well, yes. I slammed the door on my coat.
Well, lovely. That's lovely. That's all I needed to round off the happiest day I've had for years. Of course, it's not over yet, is it? Far from it. I'll probably lose my wallet or trap my hand in the escalator.
Flat no good.
The flat was ruddy marvellous.
Really? Well, that's something.
It could have been something. Kate screwed it up.
What? Oh, of course. She rang up talking about a house.
Can you believe it?
Yes, I can, actually.
What?
Well, we're thinking of moving, you know.
You're leaving Swiss Cottage?
Well, we want to start a family, but Sheila says it's not fair in a flat. You know, a London flat.
Well, our Helen's never complained. Well, I mean, she can't complain, of course. She's only 3 months old, but she seems... to me, she's always seemed quite happy.
Yes, but the air's so bad for them, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, that smoke and dirt.
They've got chimneys outside London, you know.
Yes, but I read an article. If you saw our lungs compared with somebody living 10 miles out, they had a picture of what you accumulate over a year. It looked as if someone had emptied a vacuum cleaner.
Really?
And then there's a garden, isn't there? Are you marvellous for children?
Well, blimey, you haven't even started your first yet.
No, but before this baby start arriving, it's somewhere to potter at weekends, couple of deck chairs, tea on the lawn.
Lawn?
What?
Well, after tea, a dip in the pool, I suppose.
Well, you can have a bit of grass. You either seed it yourself, that's cheaper, or you can buy the turves.
Turves? Have you got... Was all this in the vacuum cleaner article?
Vacuum cleaner?
And all that fluff you inhale in a year?
No, I've been reading some gardening books. There was a bit in one of them that stuck in my mind. Something about people who live in London, you know, like us, in flats. They don't appreciate the seasons.
What? I know when it's snowing, mate.
Yes, but with a garden, you know, crocuses at the beginning of the year, daffodils, trees bursting into bud. He said he reckoned, at a conservative estimate, that we were missing 30% of what living is about.
Did he?
Well, anyway, it's a trend, isn't it? I mean, moving out, bits, getting a house.
Did everybody buy this gardening book?
No, no, it's just the new thing to do. Well, lots of people from here have gone already.
Really?
Peters?
Peter? Well, he had that swinging flat in Chelsea.
He's in Purley now.
Purley?
Richardson's in the next row to him, and Foster's moved to Croydon. Well, they visit each other's locals. They have dinner do's instead of cocktail parties. Well, you ask Peters. He reckons all those drinking things he used to throw were a dead loss. Well, people generally went on somewhere else and forgot they'd been to him first, so he didn't get asked back. He says when people drive out for dinner, that the fact that they have to travel makes it an occasion. And they don't drink half so much anyway because they have to drive back.
Good Lord.
Ah,
what?
What about the journey?
Journey?
Travelling, all that time and money. Well, Peter says it's worth it.
Does he?
It's not like the underground. I mean, you chum up with a regular crowd. Have your own compartment, like a men's club. You know, where you can criticise women and tell dirty stories. And then in the evening, you meet up in the bar in the station and arrive home all hours. Sorry, darling, missed the train. And then something went wrong with the signal. Alibi by courtesy of British Rail.
Well, see you. I just... Do you mind lend me that book sometime?
On gardening?
Yes. Oh, you know, something to read in bed.
Yes, okay.
Thanks, Leslie. Hello, darling.
I didn't think I'd see you tonight.
Oh, why?
You told me you wanted time to cool off.
Yes, well, I'm cooled off. Didn't take as long as I thought it would.
I'm sorry, George.
Don't be silly.
Now, I lost you that wonderful flat. I've been in agony about it ever since I got home.
It wasn't that wonderful.
If it was, and you found it, you've been searching so hard.
Well, there'll be others.
Yes, there will, won't there? And I'll help you. Look, I haven't done anything to help so far.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
No, I haven't, darling.
Yes, there was that place you found today.
Oh, now, please, George, don't let's bring that up.
Why?
I don't know what came over me. You're always saying I have silly ideas. That must be my silliest one yet.
Nonsense.
If it was, I didn't think about the expense or your extra travelling or us leaving all our friends.
Well, actually...
What?
Quite a number of people seem to be moving out.
Who?
Blokes from the office. Leslie's going to. That's why I'm a bit late, actually. I was sort of ringing round.
Why?
Well, nothing. Just interest.
Oh, yes. Well, you said perhaps in a year or two.
That's right.
Darling, but you'd hate the travelling.
Yeah, well, I mean, one has to put up with the odd discomfort, doesn't one? Hmm?
Well, we'll see. Perhaps in a year or two you'll be earning enough to buy a house further in.
Ah, yes. What's the point of that, darling? What about the heir?
What heir?
Well, this air. The stuff we're taking in now, right now. Do you know your lungs are full of fluff?
Fluff?
They are. And you never get a decent garden in London. Well, certainly not one where you can see the seasons change.
Seasons?
Crocuses and daffodils and trees.
George, I didn't know you knew about flowers and seasons.
Oh, there you are. I'm not the complete town mouse.
Hang on a minute, darling.
What?
I suddenly thought I didn't get you anything for supper. You said you wanted the night to cool off.
No, it doesn't matter, kid. I'm not
happy.
Now, listen. I've been thinking things over.
Mom's
about the house.
Mum's having dinner out.
This afternoon.
Right, just before you
will
arrive.
Will you please listen?
George.
Sorry, darling, but good heavens, it's something I know you'll be pleased to hear. You just won't let me say it. Now then, brace yourself. I've given it a great deal of thought, and I've decided... You ready?
Yes?
I have decided that we're going to try for that house we saw today. Beech Grove. Birch Trees. Well, whatever they're called. We'll raise a mortgage, and I'll borrow money. Just as long as you're happy, darling.
George, I rang this afternoon to apologise. She sold it, George.
Beechwood?
Birch Grove.
It's gone.
Yes.
You know, I had a funny feeling today might end up with the right ending.
Oh, but never mind, darling. We'll find another house.
Will we?
Of course we will. A much nicer house. I didn't really like it all that much, you know.
You what? And you still never said a word from Sydenham Hill?
And a better garden, George. It would have taken ages to get that one right, you know, so that you could see the seasons change. That was a wonderful expression, darling.
Well...
No, we'll find the right house somewhere we both like the moment we see it.
Yes.
And not quite so far out, so you don't have to do so much travelling.
I don't mind the travelling, I told you.
Yes, but it's expensive too, isn't it? And we'll need every penny for other things.
Quite. Other things?
Well, we'd have to buy some new furniture.
Well, we've got furniture.
Maggie Wilson said if you move in with your old stuff, you never get around to buying new.
But I don't want
and
to.
And carpets and curtains. Maggie says buy the best quality. Don't go for the cheap stuff. It doesn't last.
Kate, are you...
And we get a gardener in for a week to put us straight, darling. It's an economy in the long run. And we'd have to get an extra bed for the spare room.
The spare room? But we're not going to be able to have people to stay.
Well, not people to stay, darling. For the nanny.
In that episode of Marriage Lines were Richard Bryars and Prunella Scales as George and Kate Starling. George's mum was played by Diana King, Leslie by Tim Barrett, Miss Waters by Charlotte Mitchell, and Mrs. Harris by Doris Rogers. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.